Okay, Reverend, did what did nails come in?
Well, nails.
Kind of like a keg
of nails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mostly that's what they are using. They, as far as I can take back.
Right.
Seems like I don't know where they come in, old Sack's backyard or not. But my first memory is different fishing in kegs, like a wooden keg. Seemed like there might have been something further back than that.
All right. Now, what runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place? You call that the?
I don't know what it is. It's a little ring to go around that hole, that barrel together.
Hook?
They call it, I forget now what you call that.
The hooks?
Yeah, a hook, that's right. That's them hooks around the barrel. Hey, that barrel, that barrel is built, you put them in three or four, two at the bottom, two at the top. And when those things break, with that barrel, tear all the pieces, see.
Yeah.
It's put up with those hooks, you see. That's the life of that thing.
Now, you were talking about when you put something, when you're in the field and they brought you something, you'd have to put what in it to stop the container up? You call that a... You know, if you had water out in the field, they'd bring it out to you
An old jug or something like that. It's something.
You
call it a stopper.
Yeah, it was made out of what?
It's made out of, when you use it, be made out of a corn cob or something like that.
Yeah. Did you ever make it? You ever seen it as out of cork or cork? What would?
Cork. Well, let's see.
Yeah.
It could have been, but mostly we use just old common old corn. You know how old corn cob. We use to top the water up, jug up with, and like that. And make a stick and put it in one.
Yeah.
Cause it had a screw on top of it.
What'd you call that old instrument that kids used to play on? You know, play it in their mouth?
Old French horns?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah?
Yeah, French horns. Did you have
one that people used to pluck?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm forgetting what you call that. And some of them, some of that stuff is coming back in now.
They call them juice harps?
Yeah, juice harps. Juice harps, that's right.
Okay.
Yes, sir, you get them now. They call it back. It sounds good, too.
Yeah.
That's that old Jew's
harp. Country music.
Yeah, that's old Jew's harp. That's what we had then before. Then I don't know. You know, nothing like that. What you did. Oh, we had the play in the backyard in those days. And we just read out on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And just all natural playing, French harp, and natural old guitar, the stuff on.
Yeah.
And just the old fiddle with the board in. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can play too.
Yeah, I played a little bit. I'm not gonna play a song for you because I'm not good enough to do it.
Yeah.
But I play a little. Now, what did you used to, you had to pound nails with a
hammer?
Okay. Now, what about the parts of a buggy and a wagon? Can you tell me all the parts of those?
Well, you got the buggy wheel.
Okay. What parts of the wheel are they?
An old axle.
Uh-huh.
You put the wheel on what's called an old axle, and then it's a nut to screw on there and put it on there and have to keep it tight. It don't come off. And then on the front axle, that they put the shaft. It's a single wagon for a horse. Well, they got the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
You put one horse to it. But if it's a double wagon, it's got what you call the what's called a double horse. Well, it's got the pole, but I forget what you call that thing. Anyway, two horses walk with it. You got the traces all across there. And then we got the black old buggy where it's got the shaft. The horse get between there, you hook them up in there.
I see. Now, a wagon, part of the wheel, the outside part of the wheel, you call?
I guess.
Well, excuse me,
Sure.
That wagon wheel, that rim, what part do you say?
Well, the you call that the steel outside part, you call the rim?
Rim, yeah.
Okay, and then the wooden part, did you have a name for that?
The wooden part we call, I forgot now what you call that wood. But it was called different.
Okay.
Yes, that rim had taken care of the whole cage, the other part of the wheel there.
Okay, you ever hear of the felly or?
The spindle or something I've been called the spindle part.
Yeah.
I don't know just what they are.
Now, you had to always keep the axle real well.
Yeah, on the wheel.
You had to keep it well.
Yeah, on that, a lot of time, you know, you had to keep those bands tight on those axles, spindles. Of course, see if they get dry, they get kind of shackled, and the spokes get kind of loose, you see. But you have to keep them, you know, one had to watch it take, you know, and naturally it would wear out if necessary. Of course, you would have to keep it on a shed somewhere so you could take a few from rotting down.
Yeah. Yeah, but to keep it running smoothly, the axle turning the wheel.
To keep the axle, the wheel running smooth, yeah, you have to watch it and don't let it get dry. Like anything else, and when it gets dry, it looks